This morning I woke up really early before I had to get up, you know, and I do what I love to do right as the sun is about to come out. Not quite yet, it's still dark. And I got my dog Ringo and we went on a little walkabout around our neighborhood. And it's about a 15 to 20 minute walk around our neighborhood loop, and Ringo had already been outside, and so I didn't have to stop and be a good neighbor, you know, like I sometimes have to do. I carry a bag with me when I go. So I was thankful for that, and I was I remember walking around, and I knew that I was going to speak about praising God and thanking God, and so I wanted to really be intentional this morning to wake up in that mindset, in that frame of mind, and I kept getting distracted. You know, I thought about all kinds of things that I need to do. I thought about conversations with people that went okay or some that didn't go all that well. I thought about all kinds of different things. I was distracted by yard work and trees and lights, and then I came up over the hill and I began to just stop for a second and just listen. You know, and it was before the mosquitoes got real bad, you know, so I was thankful for that. And then I just began to listen to the birds beginning to sing and the sound of dogs barking in the distance. And I was watching my dog Ringo and thankful for him. I came up over the hill and I just had this moment. Maybe you've had these moments of just thanksgiving. And I didn't even have a prayer at that point that was asking God for anything. It wasn't like, God, help this to go well or anything like that. It was more, God, thank you. God, I'm so grateful for these moments, this time. The sun was beginning to come out, and I made my way to church with my son. He's catching Pokemon all the way, you know, on the Pokemon Go. And I made it to church praising God. I'm so excited to kind of wrap up our sermon series on prayer with thanksgiving and praise. And when we think about thanksgiving and praise, there are these two different things. And so you can kind of draw a distinction between the two. Thanksgiving is what we're thanking God for. You know, we thank God for all that God has done in our lives, for all these other things. We're thanking God. And praising God is glorifying God for who God is. But, you know, in our lives, those two things are meshed together and into one. And in the Bible, it's the same way. The people of God thanking God and praising God. And as we've done in this series, the Psalms are such a wonderful guide for us, for God's people in prayer. And as those two are woven together in our lives, we think of Psalms like this one. I love this. Psalm 35:18. I will give you thanks in the whole community among all your people. I will praise you. Give you thanks in the whole community among all your people. I will praise you. What a wonderful opportunity we share as a community. And when we read the Bible, when we go back through the pages of the Bible, all through really, it's woven in to the story. It's part of what God's people have always done. We've always given thanks and praise. We've been encouraged to. I was reading about in the time of David when the temple was first consecrated. In 1 Chronicles 16, it says that David appointed some Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to extol thanks and praise the Lord, the God of Israel. And my Bible, you know, I've told you this many times, my Bible is the NIV translation and also the Message. So I always like to read the Message translation as well. And when I got to the Message translation, it added a whole nother dimension. And it says that they were specifically to intercede. Last week we talked about intercessory prayer. We talked about prayers for others. They're to intercede, to give thanks, and to praise the God of Israel. But then it goes on to to introduce the band. I thought, that was really cool. Where's my band? There's the band over there. Band, you sound extra good today. Praise God. Everybody, praise God. Yeah. Yeah, and right here in, it's so cool. It starts out and it goes, Asaph was in charge. Yeah, he was the music leader. He was the band leader. Asaph was in charge. Under him was Zechariah, Jehiel, Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Mattaniah, Elab, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. Again, he gets a double mention. Maybe that's another Jael, who played the musical instruments. And then, where's Josh at? Where's Josh at? It says Asaph was on percussion. He was the leader of the band, on the drums. Asaph was on percussion. The priests Benaniah and Jehaziel blew the trumpets before the chest of the covenant of God at set times through the day. As I read those names and as I'm introducing the band, I mean, there's such a delight in that. You can just imagine the writers of this is like, man, the band was writing it down. Yeah, and then it breaks in right here in the Old Testament in 1 Chronicles. It breaks into a song that they would have been playing or singing, and it's thanking God, call out his name, tell the whole world who he is and what he's done, sing to him, play songs for him, broadcast all his wonders. And then when you turn the page, it comes to this refrain that we find all through the Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. You know this song. Yeah, it's on your heart. It's echoed again in the Psalms 105, 106. They start that way. But this week I got to a psalm that I hadn't really, you know, I wanted to see how the whole thing ended. What is the very ending of the Psalms? How does it end? Well, it ends with praise the Lord or hallelujah. But before that, there's this, and I'm going to read the Message translation because I'd never seen this before. And I was so excited to hear this. It says, hallelujah, praise God in his holy house of worship. Praise him under the open skies. So not only in the house of worship, but under the open skies. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his magnificent greatness. Praise with a blast on the trumpet. Praise by strumming soft strings. Praise him with castanets and dance. Now, are you ready for this? Praise him with banjo and flute. I highlighted that, man. Praise him with cymbals and a big bass drum. Praise him with fiddles and mandolin. Come on. Let every living, breathing creature praise God. Every living, breathing creature. This past Wednesday, I got a kick out of this. There was like 50 kids, 60 kids right here in chapel. And all the kids were in chapel, and Mr. Jason, he talked about how all creation praises God, how animals praise God just by breathing. And he read Psalm 150, and he talked about how the animals praise God. And he had the kids ask the kids to think about their favorite animal. And I wondered, it was fun and silly, and then all the kids made their favorite animal noises, and it was loud and silly, and what's your favorite animal? How does it sound? Man, your animals are quiet. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought it was, you know, that was kind of fun and silly, but later on in the day I started thinking about it, like, how awesome is that all of creation praises God and thanks God, like, just by being who God created them to be. And I thought how a little sad or kind of difficult it is for us because that's not, that's something that we have to be taught to do, right? It takes a little while to cultivate that gratitude, that thanksgiving in us. We see this in our children, but also we see this in ourselves, that you know, the first thing is to ask You know, we cry out, we ask for things, but a little bit later we begin to learn to be grateful, to say thank you to God, to praise God in that way. And we think about what that means to have breath and to thank God and to praise God just by breathing. To tune our lives, our hearts in such a way. I read a story about John Wesley on his deathbed. He had a very long, kind of drawn out near-death experience. And when John Wesley was on his deathbed, he had about a handful of people around him, and he famously said the words, "The best thing is God is with us." And then a little bit later, he didn't die, you see. He waited a little bit longer, and he said it again, making sure that people heard him. He wanted it to be known. He wanted it to be his last words, and he said it again. "The best thing is God is with us." And then he didn't die. He waited a little bit longer. And you know, I can imagine folks are like, okay, he's going to go any minute, you know, as Pastor Wesley's such a wonderful man. They're kind of, you know, wondering. And then he had this moment, you know, where he's kind of, I imagine he's kind of out of it a little bit. But then he surprised everyone because he broke out in song, and he sang a hymn by Isaac Watts. And the hymn, the first verse of the hymn, Wesley sang, "I'll praise my Maker while I've breath, and when my voice is lost in death, praise shall employ my nobler powers." Now that hymn is one that we don't sing much in church because it's kind of strange. And the melody is kind of strange, but I began to wonder, how did it sound? What was that hymn like? And so thankfully I have a music team where I have a choir leader, a piano player, keyboard player. That's just, and so let's hear that. How does that go?
Shall employ my nobler powers. My days of praise shall never be past, while life and thought and being last, or immortality endures.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, this music team. Oh, that's beautiful and strange, and you can kind of see why we don't all sing it. We wouldn't really know how to do that, but it's beautiful to think about. And when we praise God, when we thank God, I think the beautiful thing about it is that it matters to God. That God is a loving father, mother, loving parent in this way that just absolutely loves it when his children praise and thank him. That relationship, that closeness is something that God longs for and looks for in us. You know, I had lunch with a dad in our congregation this past week. He's this dad, and I'm telling you, he's one of these dads. I know where he's coming from. He adores his children so much and just loves the time that he spends with them. And his kids are really small still, you know, and they're at that age where they, you know, it just makes his day when they give him a hug and kiss. It's just like the best part of his day by far. He just loves it. And I was like, just enjoy every minute of it, because pretty soon they'll be like 13 and things will change, but they'll still be good, but they'll walk by on their way to do other things, and you'll be like, "Hi, it's good to see you, I'm your dad. You know, how's your day?" You know, and it's still good. It's awesome. You know, all different chapters and stages. But he's at this place. And after we met together, I was just kind of thinking about his heart. He's got this tender heart, you know. And I began to think, well, God's heart is like that, tender. You know, really, really loving this time that we spend with God. You know, thank you, God. What a good morning, God. What a wonderful thing this is that you're with me, God. You know, I think God just loves that, longs for that. We can see this in Jesus. You know, nowhere in the Hebrew scriptures, nowhere in the Old Testament ever is God referred to as Abba until Jesus. The first words that Hebrew children learn are Abba and Emma, mommy and daddy. That's the first thing they learn. And Jesus has that intimacy with God the Father. He can call God Abba. And he invites us into that same intimacy as well, that same closeness, that relationship. And it matters too. And we see this in Jesus' life. Jesus heals 10 lepers. And only one comes back to say thank you. And Jesus is like, "Where are the other nine?" What, you know? And you know where the other nine are, right? They're distracted. They're busy doing other things. They're gone about their lives. They have commitments and stuff. They're at work, and there's other things that are going on in their neighborhood, and they're busy on their phones and whatnot, you know? But one returns to say thanks, and Jesus notices this. And he's so touched by the woman that cries at his feet, thanking him for the woman with the costly perfume at his feet. It matters so much in that way. God has a tender heart for us. And I wonder what those obstacles are for you. What sort of gets in the way of you praising God and thanking God with your very being, with who you are. I don't know what those are for you. I know what they are for me. They're kind of like the same as the other nine lepers that didn't return. I'm on my phone. I had commitments. I've got other things going on. I'm busy here and there. And then sometimes it's like I pay attention to the wrong things. And so I have, you know, a few remedies for that. I've got apps on my phone now that I scroll instead of like looking at like the news or the Facebook all the time. I was like, I want to look at the Psalms every day. I go to there's an app that you can get for free. It's called 5 Psalms a Day. Take a look at it. Today is the 18th of the month. I read this morning Psalm 18. And then it's really cool. The app does it for you. You don't have to have the app. You can just add 30 to that. So you've got 18 plus 30, add 30 again, add 30 again, add 30 again. There's 150 Psalms. There's 30-ish days in the month, so the math works out. And then you get 5 Psalms a day. And one of them each day that I've done this has really resonated with me. Some of them are like, well, not really today, but I prayed the other ones, and it brings my thoughts to all kinds of other things. There are these, I call them stepping stones to prayer in this way, to Thanksgiving and prayer. There's also this celebration, coming to church together. I'm reminded when I'm around other people that are praising God that this is my story too. You know, I'm reminded when one of my favorite parts about being together and looking forward to Sunday each week is because we're surrounded by people that are thanking God and praising God. And in all kinds of life circumstances too. It's not just like things are going really well, but it's like in all of life, our praise is the antidote to despair. It's the antidote to despair. We don't despair because we have hope. And we can find that. The awareness examine is one of those prayers that cultivate that gratefulness, that gratitude within us. It's a simple question in prayer. Maybe you can do this this prayer where you just take a walk with God, or you spend some time with God, and you're just asking this question to yourself and to God: for what am I the most grateful for today? What am I the most grateful for this past week? And then what am I the least grateful for? It's a way of examining your life, and so you just don't miss any of it. I'm so grateful even for things that teach me lessons that are there in a kind of a wise way where you know I get off track sometimes, and there's these voices of wisdom that can steer me into more on the path as we discern in prayer. Celebration with others, grateful prayers, the awareness examine. And then I wanted to close with this. There's this wonderful thing about the way that God made us, and that within each of us there is what theologians call the grateful center, right? There's this place of rest, of healing, of wholeness within each one of us that we sometimes have to go to or tap into. And it's not to avoid all the other things in life that are difficult or hard. It's a place that we can go to within and spend some time in quiet, in peacefulness, in rest. And then from that place, then we go out into the busyness and the disorder and the chaos with a way of shining that light. And as I was thinking about that grateful center, I was reminded of a song that maybe you know, and so I wanted to close with that song after a prayer. It's called "Come and Find the Quiet Center." Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. And we praise your holy name. And God, we're surrounded by others right now that love you and that care for you and that have ways of teaching us and reminding us that our wonderful work is to praise you. And God, when our voice is one day lost in death, God, we have so much to look forward to as you guide us to praising even with our nobler powers for all of eternity. God, we thank you so much for those that have entered into your heavenly kingdom. And God, we thank you that they are there cheering us on, worshiping you. God, we thank you for all of these things. And we ask that in times of distraction, in times of discord, of chaos, that we might find that place and remember that you call us there, that you lift us up, that you breathe into us new life. God, we love you and we thank you for all of these blessings.